yesterday at Leicester we were a little bit below par, and we certainly made up for it against a very good Yorkshire side. You look at that Yorkshire team, the bat all the way down, and we knew that they were going to be tough to beat, but today we were on our A game, I thought, and the way we set that score was just about as perfect as you can get for 20 over cricket. We got a really good start. The partnership to me was the most exciting bit in the middle between, you know, Cavesi and Jimmy Cameron, and we finished it off at the end. So, you know, we really did set up a good score on a good wicket, but no, I thought we played really well with the ball. You know, we've got some good spinners now. I thought Saqib Al Hassan's 4-wicket haul was tremendous, and Syed Ajmal bowled beautifully, but Moeen and Shaq Chowdhury played their part as well. So, you know, it was a good performance on our home pitch against a very good side.
You mentioned the pitch. It was a terrific pitch. It added something for everybody, really.
Yeah, this is the four-day pitch we played on earlier and against Hampshire, and I thought then it was only graded as good by the umpire, but I thought it was very good, and it's proved that it's still in condition that you can play a good 20 over cricket as well. So the ball comes onto the bat, which makes for exciting cricket for everybody.
Moeen got you off to a flying start.
Yeah, I thought he was tremendous, and you know, he got 30 odd yesterday as well, and the 100 against Sri Lanka, so he's in a rich vein of form, and it's nice to see Moeen hitting the ball cleanly, because it stays in.
You mentioned about Alexi and James earlier on the partnership. I thought Alexi particularly played very sensibly today.
Yeah, he played with an old head on his shoulders, and I thought, you know, them two have been involved in some reasonable partnerships in one day cricket now, and they're learning all the time, and you saw some of their running between the wickets, which was tremendous, and that way they're not having to take big shots on and take heavy risks, so their running between the wickets really made it, and they put the bad ball away as well. So no, it's nice to see. I think they were going at something like 8 and over in the middle period without losing a wicket, which is exactly what we want. It's actually above par, so well done to them two.
Probably yesterday at Leicestershire you had them 58 for 5 and they got 150 odd in the end. You finished the job off today though, clinically.
Yeah, yesterday they did get a few too many, and we learnt a little bit, and we spoke about that after the game, where we needed to raise our game 10% on all three disciplines, and I felt that, you know, generally today, certainly with the batting performance, it was spot on, and just what we wanted. Crucial thing in all one day games is to get a good partnership going in the middle period, and that's exactly what we did today. We did it very well.
You've already talked about the spinners, but let's, you know, elaborate a little bit more about Saqib and Syed Ajmal. Must be fantastic to have those two in the side at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, Saki seems to be bowling out of his skin, and I think that's probably because he's not getting any runs, and he feels as though he's got to contribute, which, when you're the world's number one-day international all-rounder, then you've got two strings to your bow, and if one fails, you can do something with the other one. So he's a great asset to our side, and runs will come from Saqib. But Syed, obviously, is a quality bowler, and the way his types of deliveries that he bowls, at the pace he bowls them as well, makes it very, very difficult for the batsman, and Darrell's in a luxurious position now that he can bowl him towards the end of the innings when they've got to try and score, and hence he'll take wickets.
Already proved to be very popular with the New Road faithful, which is not always easy.
No, but he's a tremendous guy, because he's good fun, you know, and I think our crowd do enjoy people who play with a smile on the face, and he certainly does. He enjoys his cricket, and that rubs off on other people, and but the quality of his bowling is tremendous, and I liken it to when we played Glenn McGrath here, and we had Glenn in the side. I remember I captained a few of the games in one day cricket, and you know, when you're working out how many runs per over they need to win when they're chasing your score, when you've got somebody like Glenn up your sleeve towards the end of the innings, then you know it's going to be very difficult, and that's the same with Darrell now with Syed on our books.